the Go To Local podcast. After a long, long wait, we've got another girl back on the show. And what a girl. She might have been in even more pubs than me. It's good pal, Clemency Carlisle. Hello, Clem. How are you?
Hello, Ash. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. I'm very good. Thanks for joining me.
I feel very honoured being only the second woman on this podcast.
Yeah. Not the last. But it's great to have you here. And great to be in a pub with you, actually. It's been quite a while since it's been just you and me.
It's been a long time. And also, this is the first time I've been in a pub post-lockdown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't even been into a pub. I went for a walk yesterday with Kenny, my husband, and we could only order from a window.
Yeah.
Of a pub, but haven't been inside a pub.
That's interesting. I thought you would have been banging down the doors to get back in.
Not with the baby, I can't. I thought you had to sign papers and sign. No?
Well, I think because I booked online, they have my details. I think that's the way they've dealt with it here. But yeah, a lot of places you'll sign in at the door. And
well, I remember the day that they opened and you were one of the first through the doors.
I was banging at the doors, yeah.
But no, this is nice. Although we haven't picked the best day for it, because the reason I chose this place was because of the outdoor area. Mm. And it's actually the one day when it's raining all day.
That is, that's sod's law. But yeah, you might as well say, where have you brought me to today?
So we are at the Albion Pub in Islington, not to be confused with the other Albion. Where's that? That's in East London somewhere.
Shoreditch, I think. And then there was another one on Goldsmith's Row. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Football
this
pub?
This will always be the original for me.
Yeah.
So it's on Thornhill Road in Islington. It's I did a bit of research.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So it's been a pub since 1834.
Okay.
Which is a long time. And that was in the days when Islington was grass, was fields and farmland.
Oh, really? Okay.
And men from the city used to walk here in the afternoon to come and have a drink. That's how old it is.
Into the countryside for a little refreshment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
I can tell you something else as well.
Please.
And then I don't know much more after this. There's a barn in the very large outdoor area that rumour has it was the first gig that the Sex Pistols ever played in.
Wow. Sex Pistols.
I'm out of facts after.
Okay. And that's been the Go To Local podcast. Thank you for joining me. Rumour has it. So surely that could be clarified by, I mean, they're not dead, are they?
Yeah, I don't know why. I read that somewhere. And it was, I presume, in the 70s? I feel like it was 76,
yeah,
but I don't know where I got that from.
Before our time.
And it is a barn. I don't know what it's used for now. You can see it. It's just there. And it used to be a bar.
Just at the back,
but they closed it.
Okay, that's a good factoid.
Thanks.
But why did you choose this place? So, you know, we were talking about potential options to come and have a sit down and a chat. But why did the Albion take the prize?
A couple of reasons. Well, A, it was really hard. Islington's got so many good gastro pubs, and I was quite particular about a gastro pub.
Okay.
Because I don't know anything about beer. Don't like beer particularly.
I don't think I've ever seen you drink a beer.
No.
More to the point.
Only if it's really cold and the sun's really hot.
Okay.
But it does have an extensive wine list.
It does.
And that is important. And it's got a really amazing outdoor area. And the food is good. And Tom / Kenny had our engagement party here.
Of course. I would say I remember it well. I'd been at the cricket that day, so I don't remember,
I remember
a lot of it well. But I do remember being here, so it was
a
lovely evening, I'm told.
Where the drinks were held.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's a very cosy space, actually, isn't it?
And it's got that fireplace work, so I know that.
Yeah.
It's actually much bigger than I remember this pub, so it shows how long I haven't been here for.
Well, it's a bit quieter, so I guess it feels a bit more open, you know, recording on a Wednesday afternoon.
They're famous for their whole suckling pig hip. So you can have, it won best pub lunch in London quite a while ago, I think, and you could have a whole suckling pig that comes out on the spit, and then they bring it out with all the bits on the side, and you carve it yourself at the table.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
And you can get that any time, or?
On a weekend.
On a weekend only,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think in their private dining room.
I don't think, only ever at weddings I've had a and a pig.
Well, it's almost quite like a piglet, because it's quite, it's this size, you know, it's not a full-grown pig.
So about half a metre long?
Which is a bit, yeah.
Something like that.
That sounds more like a piglet.
Yeah, I mean, a real, a massive pig is, well, massive.
Half a metre.
several metres, no. Maybe a metre and a half, 2 metres. Yeah. Something like that. Okay.
Well, moving on.
It's a rich seam of content. Yeah. Let's move on though. So yeah, it's a cozy space. It's I don't know what colour you'd call this on the walls. The sort of.
It's a brownie orange. Which
brownie orange.
Gross, but works.
It's a rich colour. Yes. It's a rich colour, but yeah, it adds to that sort of cozy
Georgian,
feel. I suppose.
Very Georgian.
Georgian.
So they did a refurb and they. What's the word? They just made it look as original as possible.
Okay.
Back to its original so, features.
I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but I never quite know when Georgian and when Victorian.
You were going to ask you that and I meant to look it up for you.
Okay.
Well, given that it opened as a pub in 1834, it's got to be around
That's
then.
That's around then. Oh, hello, Poirot. Very good.
Well, it was pre-Victorian, so which was the late 19th century, wasn't it?
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm. Yeah, I think so.
I think.
And you mentioned as well the beer garden. So, yeah, I think it's probably one of the best around, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
just looking out
sure.
of the window now, and there's a very large, shady tree of some sort. Do you know what that tree is? Is it a willow?
Oh, yes,
is
you're
it?
Right. I nearly said ash, but that, maybe it's because I'm sitting opposite you. No, I think you're right. I think it's a willow.
Yeah, it's lovely, actually.
And
so on a sunny day.
Yeah, fit loads of people. And what they've done is they've put now an outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, I saw that.
For burgers and
yeah, that's a nice touch, actually. Yeah, but yeah, you must be able to fit 100 people out there, I would have thought.
Yeah. I've had loads of birthday parties
yes.
as well.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
used to sit outside, remember?
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Great times. Speaking of good times, we used to live together back in the day. And I don't know, would you call it Farringdon or Clerkenwell?
Clerkenwell.
And yeah, some good pubs around there.
Some
what sticks in your mind? I mean, this was a good few years ago now, maybe 10 years?
Yeah, but I think I'm pretty sure it's still there. It's been there for a long time. And I realised this is actually probably where we should have gone.
Right.
In homage to our living together days. The Eagle.
The Eagle.
On Clerkenwell Road. Farringdon Road. Farringdon Road. Clerkenwell Road?
Farringdon
yeah,
Road.
Yeah, opposite the NCP car park. What a pub. Not really sure it's... more of a foodie place, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's always rammed, but the food, remember, they've got those big open flames and they made like the best steak sandwich in England.
Yeah.
God, that was a great pub.
Now here's, it's my turn for a fact now.
Yeah.
So the Eagle is pretty much regarded as the first gastropub in the UK.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So a couple of guys took it over in 91 and yeah, they sort of created that genre in a way.
That's really interesting.
From what I understand, it was sort of the late Thatcher years. She tried to, I guess, create a bit more competition in the pub sector. Made a whole sweeping range of reforms, and one of the byproducts of that was the birth of gastropubs. Before. You know, the old school pubs, of which I suppose they're dying out more and more now, you would only ever get a cold sandwich, pork scratchings, nuts, that kind of thing. But yeah, the Eagle completely changed the game. They
That's
were the pioneer
amazing.
in the space. And
I
it was our local
that.
At one
it
point.
It was our local.
Yeah.
And there was no table service or something. It was literally just grab the nearest table.
Yeah.
And you'd come out stinking of cooking food and cooking food.
In a good way, though.
Steak sandwiches. I love that pub. Have you been back there since we...
I don't think... Oh, maybe. I think there was some show or other just down the road from there. Like some theatre thing that...
We all went to that interactive
were we there?
One.
Did we not pop
I organised that. The interactive one, which John hates.
Yeah, it was interesting. But I don't know, did we pop in there? It felt like we
maybe.
Must have popped in there before or after. But apart from that, we lived there probably.
It was always it was always because we had the bowler opposite us, which we never went to.
No, that never got a lot of love actually. I'm not sure why.
No, I'm trying to think else. What was around there? Eagle. What's the name of the pub that we did the Christmas parties in?
That was on the main road, wasn't it?
No, it was just off Rosebery Avenue, and it's set back, and it's in that little square.
Yeah.
God, it doesn't help, I can't remember the name. But that does a good roast and a really good Christmas dinner.
Yes.
And if you're looking for a Christmas venue, can fit about 40 people, and given that we were all quite merry, they dealt with us pretty well.
You know what, I think, I remember that particular Christmas meal, and slightly shamefully, I think I was sick on the street.
Oh!
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think it was...
Quite a lot of stuff went down that night.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
Again, that shows how nice and patient then.
Yeah. Well, no, I think we were all... I don't know. Were we okay at the time? We probably were enjoying ourselves. I think... Was it called the Eastern?
No.
Was it the Eastern?
Was it?
That seems to be...
Oh, maybe it was the Eastern. No, you're right. Maybe it was the Eastern. Oh, well, that's good. We can't remember that.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember
that. It's sort of set back. If you don't know it's there, you'd miss it. But
yeah, I do remember... being sick on the street. I think there was a couple of friends going by in a taxi. They waved, and then I immediately vomited against the tree.
Because of your alcohol intake?
I think
or
so.
Or you, was it something you ate at the pub? No.
Yeah, let's go with that. Something I ate. Yet another low moment. But hey, some of the funnest moments are the low moments, yeah. I think.
Oh, another good pub around there. Well, not for eating, the Exmouth Arms.
Yeah.
That's quite a fun pub, isn't it?
So that changed a lot, because I think what happened there, they redid it a good 4 or 5 years ago, maybe. It completely changed the sort of vibe of the place. Mm. I think.
Well, it's quite
old school.
Do they
have a little club downstairs?
No, it just gets quite party upstairs.
But very, very busy, like perfect for that sort of after work that sort of spills on into the later evening vibe.
I don't, this isn't a pub, but you know my favourite was the... where we used to play Babby Foot.
What the hell are you
table
talking
football
about? I've never heard Babby
Cafe
Foot.
Cafe Kick. The original Cafe Kick.
On Exmouth Market. Yes.
And we spent a lot drinking mojitos playing Babby Foot.
I mean, I've never heard that term.
Babby Foot.
Where does that
it's
come
French,
from?
French. Obviously.
Oh, it's French. Okay.
But it comes from France, Babby Foot. That's what it's called.
But does table football come from France?
Yeah. But that
does
is
it
Babby
really?
Foot. It's the same thing.
Wow, okay.
Unless someone told me that and I fell for it. Well,
that's possible.
That's very possible.
It feels unlikely, but if someone said it, it must be true.
Do you remember? We just drank a lot of mojitos in there.
Yeah. But they always had good happy hours in there as well.
Mm, really good
nice
cocktails. And another really good one I've just realised we didn't mention is The Peasant.
I mean, that's classic gastro pub.
Good food upstairs, more of a chilled, relaxed vibe downstairs. Mm. And post-marathon pub, no?
Yeah.
The year you did it?
The year I did it, yeah, a few years ago now. But I weirdly remember being at the table, obviously very dehydrated, a little bit spaced out, and I reached to grab my pint and just knocked it all over the table.
Because your hands weren't working.
Well, exactly. Do you know, depth perception, all of that's just a little bit squiffy. Anyway, get another pint at the bar. Did the same thing again. 2 pints.
Were you sick outside afterwards as well?
Well, no, I wasn't drunk enough. I couldn't get any down my throat, for God's sake. Awful.
You should have used both hands or just got someone to sort of give you a straw. That would have been the way to do it.
Feed me, please.
Should I keep talking about pubs that I like? Because I've got loads of them.
That's why we're here.
Okay. Well, the Skull Head, I did notice. Read your... review, your post about it a week or so ago.
Yeah, so I posted about it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And
I saw some of the comments as well.
I think it was, I didn't think it was much of a controversial thing. Basically, the story was
there's diehard.
Oh yeah, and I think that's good because that's why pubs will continue going on because you have people that love the place and they won't hear a bad word said against it. In this case, I don't think I really said a bad word. It was basically, a decade ago, I felt slightly hard done by, passed over unfairly at the bar.
I feel like, and I lived there for 10 years, the service was questionable.
Maybe, but you know,
but
these things
really
happen, and it was 10 years ago, but I've had this unreasonable grudge ever since, and I've refused to go in for a decade.
But
anyway,
it's got,
a few
I'm
people.
I'm surprised by that because it's got the big screen at the back, so you can watch sport. The food's good.
It's a great pub.
And also, I mean, if you're single, it was a great pub on a Saturday night.
It's a great good pub. It's a really, really good pub. It kind of has pretty much everything you want.
Yeah.
Apart from this one little incident that led me to a decade of...
tell us more about the one little incident at the Hunteress. Another great pub, just around the corner from the Sculpt. Annoyingly, I wasn't there. I can't believe it. The one time you guys went to a pub and I wasn't there.
Oh, good. I'm glad this is coming up then.
The Sculpt is good. That does a good roast.
Yes.
And I'm really picky about roasts. I find most roasts very disappointing.
Most are quite bad. But, well, the story of the Hunteress was a roast, a Sunday afternoon, and we were on this sort of...
a bit merry.
Yeah, well, you know, that's fine. That's normal. Maybe it's about 6 p.m. Things are getting a little bit loose, but you know, still under wraps. And we were on this raised table area, and I was sort of stuck at the back of it. So you know when you're in that situation and you've got to sort of shuffle past people, can you stand up while I get through? I need to go to the loo sort of behavior. So not great, but there was a quicker way, sort of as the crow flies. All I need to do is just vault this, what I thought was a manageable banister, and then I'd be home and hosed and in the toilet, happy days. Just misjudged slightly the height of the banister, caught my heel on it, and I sort of swung round violently with the force of my attempted vault and smashed through the spindles.
How many spindles did you take out?
About 3 or 4.
Oh my God, that many?
Yeah. So like these beautiful ornate wooden spindles. No. I'd kept hold of the banister to prevent me from falling. So I was just suspended upside down, holding myself up with broken wood everywhere until someone came to my aid.
Oh my God. You're making it sound like you're hanging off the edge of some sort of cliff or something.
I mean, it was a good half a foot drop. I don't know if I'd have survived to tell the tale.
Did anyone take a picture of that? I feel like people talked about the fact that there was a photograph in circulation, but I've never seen it.
Let's hope it's been burned.
It shows what a good storyteller you are, because I have a very specific image in my mind of exactly how it happened.
Yeah, it was.
Have you been back since?
Oh yeah, I've been back since. Yeah. I mean, they were very kind about it. Actually, I think I sort of blamed the structure of the pub rather than myself, and they sort of took pity on me.
They're also the ones with the naughty photos in the loo. I've just remembered.
Yeah, it's tasteful.
So naked for the well.
Is it
yes,
tasteful?
But it's very homoerotic in the girls' face, where you've just got tits and arse.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. There's a lot of beautiful male form, but it's
just male on male.
More male on male, I think maybe.
Happy memories. Very happy.
Oh my goodness, I haven't been in there.
You're going blush.
I am, I'm blushing now.
I guess that was another area we sort of spent a lot of time in. So after we parted ways in Farringdon, you moved to Islington de Beauvoir kind of area, I suppose. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, so that was near the Sculpt Head and all of that.
Yeah. So was Sculpt Head
very much on the edge of de Beauvoir. I'd like to think it was de Beauvoir, wasn't it? I'm just trying to think. And what is the one which we also always used to go to on Southgate Road? It changed names a bunch of times.
Oh, it's been the Northgate. I think it's the de Beauvoir Tavern now, is it?
Look it up, but that was also quite a good one.
It's very confusing when they change.
And
their
also,
names.
I do rate a good pub when they're really dog friendly. Because I love looking. Yeah, de Beauvoir Arms. So,
yeah.
Because I do love looking at other people's dogs.
It's quite a friendly thing to do, isn't it? To have a dog bowl.
Well, it makes
out
it
the
feel
front.
Like you're almost in the countryside, not in a London pub.
Yeah, I guess. I guess
really
that's part of it.
Countryside pubs.
So I was going to ask about that. Like, do you prefer countryside pubs? Because you're from Oxfordshire originally, and so maybe we can talk about some of those pubs you grew up with. But in general, do you like the city pubs, of which you know we are in one now, even though I guess it was a country one at one point, or do you like that?
Maybe that's why I like it, because it was a country pub, and it's listed Barnsbury as a conservation area, hence why they've never lost their big garden. Because all the other pubs in the area had houses built on flats or whatever, and they managed to keep those because it's listed, it's protected.
Is that why? Oh, that's really good. That's really good.
Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm saying that, I can't really think of any country pubs I like, but I like that whole country feel. Dogs coming in from a walk.
Muddy boots.
Fire. I'd like to drink some sort of nice pint of stout, but I just don't like it.
My dad. It fits with the story. Let's go with it.
Exactly. I've just been in the West Country, actually.
Okay.
And I was desperate because I really like cider. But again, can't be too sweet. A bit fussy. Mm. And went to Dorset and the West Country, having some really good cider.
Right.
Went to a place called The Parlour in Dorset, which was really cool. They've just opened up. It's a guy's farmhouse, his parents' farmhouse, and he's turned it into a pizza and cider place, basically. And they just have
pizza
a cider festival.
Cider place. Amazing.
Yeah. Really, really good. Went with my nephews and stuff. And they even had two homebrewed ciders. One was called the Sweet Jesus, which was too sweet, really. Both flat. And then the other one was called the Monica Lewinsky.
Okay.
And that was quite farmyardy.
Right.
Smells a bit farmyardy.
Because
do you know what I mean?
She's a
farmyard
animal?
This is exactly what we were talking about. We were like, there's no nice... I mean, I was... Yeah, we're not quite sure why it's called the Monica. We did ask, and we asked the wrong person because they didn't know. But why would a cider, quite a sort of old school pungent farmyardy cider, be called the Monica Lewinsky?
That feels feels quite rude.
It is definitely rude, surely.
Lewinsky. I mean, she got a rough time of it, didn't she, in the 90s?
This is exactly what I said. I was like, she's actually an extremely successful, bright
What does she
woman.
Do? No.
I'd love to tell you, didn't she do some amazing TED talk? She's basically been defined by one moment in her life when she was young and impressionable. I know what I thought it was. I thought maybe it was something to do with the cider having a cigar smoke kind of flavour
okay.
to it.
Possibly.
Do you think? Maybe?
Like, yeah, maybe. I mean,
smoked.
Well, what do you
something?
Think of? Yeah, there's smoke, there's, I guess, the view of her. In popular culture at the time, what else
we'll
could it be?
It
I mean, is it a dry cider?
Yeah, it was quite dry. It wasn't very sweet.
Okay, is there a link with
flat? Dry and flat.
Well, she's quite voluptuous, I think, so flat probably doesn't play. But dry.
It was quite...
Well, she didn't dry clean her dress, famously, with Bill Clinton's deposit on it. I mean, that's a real tenuous one.
That's a really tenuous one. Kenny came up with some theories on this. I'll have to ask him when you get him
okay.
on the
Okay, I kind of want to...
His are much dirtier
I think I want to
mine.
Email these people and just
yes, exactly.
get a bit more intel.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was the local cider. I find it a bit weird when you go local, because you try and... But maybe I'm really fussy about cider as well. They can't be too sweet and they can't be too farty smelly. You know, that some of them
that's,
smell really
that's
farty.
That's a fair request.
Yeah. The Crown was another pub in Farringdon that we used to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Really like that pub. And remember doing a bit of a cider. They had a good cider selection. And I sat down with whoever I was with at the time. And I was like, someone keeps farting at the table. Someone definitely keeps farting. And then I thought it was my glass. So I chilled up, got the glass changed, got given the same cider, realised it was the cider. And that put me off for a while.
Yeah. Well... Fair enough, I suppose. That's
fermentation, isn't it? Makes it stinky.
Yeah. Some of them do smell just a bit rough and ready, don't they? But
yeah.
Not a problem I have. I don't really drink cider.
No.
Unless in a field somewhere where it feels
appropriate. Well, this place is meant to have a good beer list.
It's got
I did show Kenny last night.
Yeah. It's got one or two.
What have you gone for?
This was... I think it was the Albion Pale.
Oh.
So I don't know if, maybe it's their own brand, I suppose.
Do you sort of exclusively drink pale ale now?
It must be a 60% of the time thing, minimum.
But was pale ale a thing?
No.
When did pale ale come in?
Well, IPAs were very popular, well, not popular actually, they were always there when we were growing up, but it was the sort of old, unfashionable, if you like, English IPAs.
Hasn't that done the
180? Yeah, exactly. And well, same with cider, really. So I remember, again, when we were growing up, it was kind of the, oh yeah, if you're on Strongbow or Bulmers or anything like that, you're just looking to get pissed. Mm. And then somehow, particularly Bulmers, managed to spin it round
yeah.
and become like this really
you know what,
fashionable
yeah,
summer drink.
For sure. Yeah, because Strongbow still gets a bit of a bad breath, but Bulmers do, yeah.
So yeah, they definitely had their
Strongbow. Get a, I mean, they're at a festival. Very reliable, Strongbow.
Very reliable, mm-hmm. very accessible. Mm-hmm. It's always there.
And
it's, you can't really go wrong with it.
No, and also even when slightly warm, it's still. I mean, that's at a festival, isn't it? You probably drink anything.
Yeah. Yeah, come a certain time of, well, I was going to say the evening, but come lunchtime, you happily drink any old swill. If we go back to those early days, you're finding out about the world, you're visiting pubs for the first time. The heart rate. Yeah, the heart rate rises a little bit as you try to gain entry, but then you get in. Talk about those early experiences in Oxford, sure.
Well, in Oxford it was quite good because you could actually drink outside. You'd get an older boy to go and buy you a drink. Oh. And then it was all cider. So in Oxford, I mean, you wouldn't get away with any of this stuff.
In Oxford or Oxfordshire?
In Oxford.
Okay.
We used to go out into town on a Saturday. So the main one we used to go to was a place called The Bear, which I think is still there. It's sort of nestled amongst all the Oxford colleges off the high street, down the little back alley. And yeah, like I said, you'd hang out with the older kids, they'd probably go and buy you a pint.
Okay.
Or you would have stolen something from your parents' cabinet. But there was that. The main two good pubs as a legally drinking adult now, I always get confused. There's one called The Turl, and there's one called The Turf. One used to let us in underage, and the other one is where they used to film all the Morse episodes. You know when Morse and Lewis used to have a pint and talk about their cases and stuff.
I never did, but okay.
It's like, got really low ceilings, really, really old, like really old. Really low ceilings, it's got all these different small little rooms and little outdoor area at the back. I mean, proper old school.
Yeah.
I think it's The Turl. No, I can't remember. I always get them wrong
around. I mean, it's easy to get them mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Why would they name
really
them so similar?
And they're really close to each other as well, because one's on Turl Street and one's on Turf Street.
Of course.
I think it's really beautiful.
Okay.
Like wood panelling and like low ceilings, you'd probably struggle because you're tall. But that's an excellent pub.
Okay, very nice. Mm-hmm. And then up to the modern day, today, you guys have moved to, is it the north end of Finsbury Park?
Yeah.
Where is
bottom
it? Haringey?
Of the ladder, okay. Top of Finsbury Park.
Okay. What's it like around there? Well, I suppose you've not really had a chance to see many.
Yeah, we moved in a couple of days before lockdown, so we haven't really... To be honest, I feel like that's one thing that I've really lost, having gone from Islington, where you are so sport of choice.
Mm.
I mean, so sport of choice. Now, I don't really know. We've kind of looked into... I've only been there once before. Finsbury's all right.
Yeah.
And I think it probably shows sports is probably why you guys would quite like it. But you know, it does a good pizza.
Yeah, good pizza, nice
and
little
it's got an outdoor
space. Front and back, that's good.
I think to get to a good, well, I'm always gastrobub, as you know, you'd need to go more towards Crouch End.
Yeah.
But I don't know, we need to go and investigate. But again, they've only just started opening, so maybe.
Yeah.
And everything changes once you have a kid. So this, the Albion again, would be great for a kid. If you were eating outside on a warm day.
Yeah.
It's pretty kid friendly. Yeah.
It is, I mean, it's probably never something we really considered before having kids, but what's it going to be like? How is your pub going experience? How does it differ now that you've got George?
Changed immeasurably. Since a kid or since lockdown?
Kid.
Actually, one of the first places we ever took George when he was about a week or 5 days old was the pub.
Good.
Kells Sprees. We went to, what's it called? Was it the George? No, it can't be called the George. It's in Stoke Newton. You were there.
The Prince?
The Prince.
Is it the Prince?
No, what's the one next to the Prince? There's two
Lonsborough.
Lonsborough, that's exactly where it was. With the big, we went and had a Sunday roast. And
so the Lonsborough, sorry to butt in, the Lonsborough and the Peasant are owned by the same people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But anyway, sorry.
And they both do good roasts.
There you go. There's the link.
So that was actually one of the first public places we ever took him, I think.
I think in those days, the first few days, weeks,
they're
months,
easy to transport around. They sleep most of the time.
And the background noise of the pub seems to keep them quite docile.
Yeah.
It's great.
They did that amazing sticky toffee pudding. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, when they're younger, it's fine. It's this age now. So your baby's 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's just over a year.
Yep.
and about to start walking, and it's just, doesn't matter where you are, it's always going to the most dangerous thing in the room.
Of course, standard.
Without, and he's just learned to climb stairs and can't get back down. So, and he's obsessed with fireplaces. So here would kind of be all right, outside would be all right, because he can explore. That's another thing you realise. You want somewhere that has wooden floors or carpet, not stone, because they're just going to bash their head. And you just need to let them fall around.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of London pubs there, which wouldn't be suitable for that. This would be a suitable pub.
This would be absolutely great for that.
And I haven't done my big shout out.
Oh, big shout out.
Which was the other option for here, was the Draper's Arms.
The Draper's Arms.
Great pub. So literally around the corner from here, and where we had our wedding lunch, which was very good, with the private room at the top, and they just brought us big sharing plates. That was amazing. Service was great. Food's great.
Gastropubs more broadly then. So I know that that's your sort of wheelhouse, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm a little bit torn by them.
Why?
Well, the traditionalist in me says pubs are for drinking, restaurants are for eating. I don't know, maybe in my simple mind that I can kind of deal with that.
Maybe, but then, that's why you're being sick outside them. Because
exactly, because on some level...
you need to marry the food with the drinking.
Yeah, maybe that is the problem. But yeah,
you need, even if it's just like a pie and chips or something with your pint. You need to have the option there, is what I'm saying, rather than just a packet of crisps.
I get, it's tricky, isn't it? Because, I mean, I grew up above... for the first few years of my life, above a country, I don't know if you'd call it a pub or a restaurant, bit of a mix. But even so, I don't know. I think I do like, I don't know where I'm going.
I know.
I've no idea where I'm going.
Sorry, I sneezed while you were talking.
That's fine.
Yes, exactly. You know more about gastro pubs than anyone. Your parents' place was.
Well, I don't know if that, I wonder if it was now.
Did it have a bar like a pub?
I had a bar like a pub.
And what kind of kitchen did it have? Well, I don't know why that matters. If it had a bar...
what appliances were they using? Who produced them?
If there was a seating area and people were eating food and it had a bar, then that's a pub, no?
So maybe that was the first gastropub, not the Eagle.
Maybe.
You have to write into the Guinness Book of World Records.
When did they open their pub? Have you plugged there?
Not really. I mean, my parents don't own it anymore, so I owe them nothing. that's been going... My nan and granddad used to own it. So
really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been in the family for, I don't know, since the 50s maybe.
Did they sell it when you said you didn't want to take it over?
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, not because of that. They were selling it anyway and said, oh, I just want to check in with you.
And you didn't want to, for what reason? You didn't want to rub a pub or you didn't want to, I said rub a pub just then, or?
Well, it was when I was 16, so I was still living there.
Right, fair enough.
At that point in time, I wasn't interested in working. I was more interested 16. In drinking, yeah. So...
In other pubs.
Yeah, or there, just somewhere.
Whenever anyone would give you a drink.
So I think it was a little bit too early for me to decide either way, well, decide in favour of taking it on.
Yeah, you couldn't decide.
Yeah, and also, you know, it was in the middle of the sticks, and I'd had my mind set on coming to London for, you know, as long as I can remember. I mean, in London then, gastropubs that you're a big fan of outside of, you know, your Islington's, your Farringdon's, the places you've lived in before?
What's the Bull?
Bull and Last.
The Bull and Last. Yeah. I've only been there once because it's impossible to get a table. That was a really good lunch.
Yeah, I think...
Really good lunch. And also you want to, especially in the winter, and we had the dog, I think, or something, and you can walk around the heath. It's on the heath, isn't it? Spaniard's Inn, it's always been fun.
Again, all of those that you can have that walk around makes you, it's probably back to your feeling like you're in the country thing.
Yeah.
Have a walk.
Totally.
And then you feel like you've earned.
Fires are important.
Your meal and your wine.
Yeah. Thing is, we never frequent West London. I bet there's some good pubs around there.
It's one of those, isn't it?
I should. My sister lives around there. But
you move to London or you live in London and then you. Well,
never
I don't know. I'm speaking for the entire city here, but you sort of stick in your area to some extent.
Yeah.
And then all your friends are there, so it becomes less and less likely you'll go west or south.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember the last time I was in West London.
No,
really.
Me neither.
Or South London.
Yeah, I don't know. There was always like things like the Ledbury and stuff, but I don't know whether you call that a pub, because it was quite an upmarket place, wasn't it? That was good. No, I've never been there. My knowledge is Islington based only, pretty much.
That's good.
Yeah.
Stick to what you're good at.
Yeah.
Stick to what you know and what you like. I think it's about time to go back to the bar. Your glass is completely empty, which I know spells trouble. Let's go back to the bar and maybe let's have a bit of food, do you think?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much, Clem, for joining me. Thanks for bringing me to the Albion. It's always a pleasure to hang with you here. We'll see you next time. Cheers.
Thank you.